There's a bandy-legged barmaid serving pints in Carrigtool, and a cosy little pub outside the town, and a broken-hearted bank clerk drinking pints of Murphy Brew and getting moldy drunk on half a crown. He was known as Old Poltroon by the folks of Carrigtool. He was thinner than he felt inclined to tell, but despite his funny shanks, he was worshipped on the banks, and the agent's daughter smiled at him as well. Now, she was 21, she weighed near half a ton, and he used to have to feed her from the stall, but he loved that double chin with the passion of the tin, and he often used to roll her down to the yard. 'Twas one evening at the dance where the two seemed in a trance, the dinner gong was sounded through the hall, and with a hellish girlish giggle and the devil of a wiggle, she up and smashed the passage through the wall. Well, old Poltroon caught her hand, and he landed in the band, and he spoiled some dreamy dance tune they were playing, and scattered all around up the walls and on the ground lay the bodies of the dancers who'd been swaying. And when he woke at dawn, with his shirt and waistcoat torn, he decided that he'd stagger home to rest. And when he passed the supper room, he noticed through the gloom a sight that made his heart stop in his breast. For his light of love lay drowned in a bat of Irish stew, a clump of carrots clutched against her breast. Now there's a bandy-legged barmaid serving pints and Carrigtool, in that dirty little pub outside the town, a broken-hearted banker drinking pints of muffin brew, and getting moldy drunk on half a crown.